This is Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot, and I am on the phone with Benjamin Fulford, and we are about to discuss the economic situation and a message that just came through to Project Camelot saying that in January they're going to take down the dollar and change currencies, and they're advising to put all your money into silver and gold. So, Benjamin, can you talk about the Chinese basically buying the gold?
What the people of the United States need to understand is that the United States of America, the constitutional government, is not bankrupt and does not have debt. The debt is owed by a corporation, a privately owned corporation called the United States of America Corporation, that's owned by the Federal Reserve Board and the small group of families that own them. So they want to put all their debt on the backs of the American people and have their taxpayers pay it for centuries. But if the Federal Reserve Board goes broke, then the American people will not owe any money. And I believe it will be equivalent to $10 million for every man, woman, and child in the United States if you let the feds go bankrupt. So, and also I want to let the people in the Pentagon and the other government agencies understand that this is not about anything against the United States. It's against a group of gangsters who have taken over the United States, and we wish to free the American people. So, rather than let them have martial law and a 90% devaluation and chaos, I recommend that you just thumbs out and announce a return to constitutional government. They work. You know, the Chinese and others lent Obama and his government about $1 trillion for a year, given the, you know, benefit of the doubt, but they have seen his actions and not his words. They're still killing people in Iraq, they're still killing people in Afghanistan, and they haven't closed down Guantanamo, so the money has been cut off as of September 30th. Now, they've been able to buy a bit of time by selling military secrets to the Chinese, by selling military secrets to the Russians, by bringing missiles to Poland.
Okay, we're kind of losing you. It probably
would be better. Yeah, I'm sorry, take the missiles out of Poland and do other things. So they're getting little bits of money here and there. They're selling drugs, you know, they've got from Afghanistan. But basically, all they can do is buy a bit of time. Several sources are saying, yes, the dollar will implode. And if you do the math, it should fall to about 6 cents.
Okay. When you're saying the dollar is going to implode, would you agree with the message that I just posted into Skype saying that it's basically slated for around January 15th or so?
Well, there's a meeting scheduled for January 6th and another one for the 30th. Now, this, what your source is obviously in the Obama cabinet, and this is their plans, but they are not the only player. In fact, they are a weak player. They plan to say, we're not going to pay the debt, and we're just going to go for martial law and for pariah state. That's what they're saying. There would be probably a blockade of the United States in such an event, and possibly war, which would not help anybody. A much better alternative is to let the Federal Reserve Board gangsters and that whole group of crooks on Wall Street go bankrupt. Then the Pentagon and the agencies will be given funding to take their secret technology and turn it into products in the U.S. economy. The United States military has pressed over 6,000 patents for security reasons. These can be developed products, leading to an enormous boom in the United States. You know, in other words, it's very, very important that you understand that this is about the Federal Reserve Board and a small group of families that own it and that have brainwashed a large portion of the American public. It is not about the United States of America. It's not against the U.S. military establishment or defense establishment.
Okay. So are you basically saying that a distinction can be made in some way that you're suggesting that you said money could be made available to the constitutional government after this downturn? Who is going to make that money available?
Well, certainly the Japanese and probably the Chinese and a lot of the other countries in the world that would like to see the good old United States that it used to be come back. You know, you have some people who want to drag down the entire United States with them, but there's no need for that. There'll be a huge Marshall Plan after the collapse of the Federal Reserve Board for the entire planet, including the United States. So it'll be a huge boom for everybody once we get these parasites out of your system. It's like your, you know, the movie, you have these aliens get into people's, the invasion of the body snatchers. The American body politics brain has been invaded by an alien force, and they'd be destroying the United States. And we're trying to get them out of your brain and, you know, bring the United States back to what it's supposed to be, a constitutional democracy.
Right, but these people that are running the United States from that point of view are actually the Illuminati, and I don't see them going into the night just softly. I basically see them, you know, putting up a fight.
Yes, they will put up a fight, but there's a huge faction in the Illuminati that supports us.
Okay.
Basically, we have the Vatican, we have the BIS, we have a lot of the people in the Pentagon and the U.S. Government who support this idea. So we're dealing with the Chula Society and the Nazis, a particular faction, not the entire Illuminati. And then, of course, the rest of the world. Because you remember, I know from living in Asia, Illuminati really is mainly a white person's thing, a European, North American thing. Now, they have bribed and blackmailed a lot of leaders around the world, but we've reached a tipping point where they can no longer intimidate them, and so they created so many enemies that they just, you know, don't have any real support out there. They've got a lot of people that are still blackmailing, but it's like a snowball effect that's taking place now. There's no stopping it.
Okay, well, at one time you talked about that the Eastern forces that you're kind of a part of at this point, sort of the, I don't know if you want what you want to call it, whether it's the Chinese mafia or you know, secret societies or whatever. But basically, you were talking about them eliminating certain leaders if certain things didn't happen. Is that
First of all, that was my initial suggestion, but you have to understand that a triad or an Asian society, it's like a chamber of commerce. They don't do illegal things, but if there's an emergency, the gangsters will obey the Chamber of Congress, but not for anything illegal. Sort of like the mafia helping the Pentagon in World War II. So you've got to take away any gangster association when you understand this. And what you need to know from when I first, you know, encountered these people is that lots of other groups popped up, and I am now part of something called the Black Dragon Society, which is separate from the Red and the Green. It's kind of like a Western and Japanese branch, independent but equal and working in partnership with the Chinese. But it's not a Chinese organization. It's international. We have members in Europe, North America, worldwide, and there's only two real rules. One is that you agree to work towards a shared goal. The other is that if you are attacked, you'll be provided with protection. And all we want to do is start a campaign to end poverty, stop environmental destruction, and develop technology that has been kept away from the majority of the human race by an elite who wanted just to have it for themselves. So it's all, it's very simple. And we want to help the American people. We want to, you know, there's about $6 trillion waiting to invest in American technology and stuff as soon as these feds are out of the way. So please realize this is not about the United States. It's about a group of criminals who have hijacked your financial system. That's all.
Okay. what about the idea that some of the gold could be tungsten?
Well, I'm now hearing this from multiple sources, including MI6, Chinese government, and of course different people reporting on the internet, that what was going on is being a battle in the futures markets, with the people trying to take down the Fed, buying gold futures and asking for physical delivery. And apparently a lot of tungsten, plated with gold, was shown to people, saying, this is what we'll deliver to you. But it was to leverage into the future markets. And now they're testing it all, and they found out that they were lying, and they cannot meet their contract. They promised to deliver gold, and they cannot. So they're going to be basically, isolated from the world financial system like a kind of a dangerous disease. But yes, the Fort Knox should be renamed Fort Tungsten, apparently.
Okay,
and the Bank of England was involved too.
Okay, so who is now in possession of this so-called gold-plated tungsten, and what will be the result on the market and the price of gold, do you think?
Well, the Chinese didn't buy any, they told me. They're too smart. They always test anything they buy. Because there's a country full of fakes that going back thousands of years, so they're very cautious. But I don't know. I think a lot of it's just futures contracts where when the contract comes and the guy says, "Okay, I'll pay you," but he can't. So it's people who are expecting delivery of physical gold for their futures contract, only to find out that the people who promised to deliver don't have gold. So you can get the more accurate information by getting some of these financial geeks to go through the futures exchange data and information. You can get a much bigger, whoever is long is being ripped off. Whoever is short was selling stuff they didn't own.
Okay, but do you think the tungsten is in any particular country's possession or group's possession? Number one,
and
do you think that it's going to affect the price of gold once it's really discovered?
Okay, well, it could affect the price of gold. The thing is, though, that what you people may be not aware of is another factor here. There's something known as black gold. In other words, there's a huge amount of gold that exists that has been kept off the market by the Rothschilds and the Feds because they would lose power if that gold was accepted. So the Thai royal family has a lot of gold. There's a lot of gold stashed away, apparently, according to multiple sources, in the Philippines. So, it used to be they would only accept gold that had a certain stamp from a certain refinery on it. And any other gold, even if it was real gold, they'd just arrest you if you tried to take it. I remember a bunch of people being arrested bringing some of the Philippine gold to Japan a couple of decades ago. So, when the black gold is allowed to go onto the market, that will mean that there is a group that wants to back the dollar with gold. All dollars issued until September 2008 will be backed by 1.8 gram of gold, according to this one group's plan. And that's because 90% of the dollars ever made are owned by non-Americans, and they do not want that to become worthless paper. So even if the U.S. dollar now being produced by the Fed devaluates to 6 cents, the people who have gold dollars made and earned honestly are going to be offered this chance. There still hasn't been a final deal reached on this, but there are negotiations taking place.
Okay, but you cannot name the people who are actually holding this black gold, so to speak?
I know who they are, but no, can't name them because, a lot of them have been killed. They're trying to keep their names secret for very good reason.
Okay, you're suggesting that they basically want to back the actual dollar after the dollar falls, it sounds like. With this black gold, coming forward with this black gold.
But the dollars that are being, sold to the world since up until 2008, anything after that, no. And then they would probably rename it as a new currency, but you know, this is still just a proposal by one side. The Chinese seem to be taking the stance, and I have this from very high-level sources connected straight to the Politburo, that they've made the renminbi convertible with most currencies in the world now, excluding the euro and the dollar.
Why excluding the euro?
Well, because it's a question about who controls the financial system. You see, they still don't accept the renminbi as something that's convertible to dollars and euros.
You know, okay, so you're suggesting that the
Hong Kong dollar, but now you see the Saudis, the Japanese, the Russians, the South Americans, the Africans, pretty well everybody is trading directly with China using their local currency and the renminbi. It used to be you'd go through the U.S. dollar to get to, from, say, you know, Saudi rial to a renminbi, but now they just do it straight with each other. So they're just bypassing the existing financial system.
I understand. So are you saying that the European Union is refusing to do that? So the refusal is on the side of the people that, you know, run the European Union, and therefore euros are not entering into that system?
It's a question of power. You see, the European Union, they were planning to, I mean, I think they deliberately imploded the U.S. financial markets. That was no accident. But they wanted to create the problem, and their solution was to turn the IMF into like a kind of a world financial institution and issue these special drawing rights.
Right.
The problem with the IMF is that, for example, Belgium has more voting power than China. So the rest of the world is saying, no, we know you created a problem, but we're not going to accept your solution. And the other problem is that a lot of the countries in the Eurozone, for example, Italy, Spain, and Greece, apparently Germany is no longer accepting euros created by the Italians, the Spanish, or the Portuguese. So the euro itself might split. In other words,
that's an interesting dynamic, that split with the euro.
Just, if you want to get a more accurate picture, you just have to look at the, you know, which countries have been running a long and chronic deficit with other countries. And in other words, which countries have been just printing currency to buy stuff for the rest of the world. And you can see where the problem is concentrated. We'll see it's England, the United States, and the Mediterranean countries.
Huh.
Basically. They weren't making things. They were just making paper.
And this is why you think that, for example, Germany no longer wants to do business with or take these euros?
It's been costing something like 40 billion euros a year to support these countries, you know. And certainly the overall macro statistics point to something along those lines.
Well, it has to be a little bit more complex than that. Is the idea that, for example, the Italian euro is not backed by the same amount of gold that the German euro is? I mean, what is the basis?
It wasn't backed by gold. I mean, originally the idea was that you would back it according to your real economy. That is to say, your factories, your, you know, farm output. And in countries like Germany and Japan, where they experience hyperinflation, the central banks are very, very careful to make sure their currency is backed by real economic activity. But the United States, England, and the southern European countries were not backing their currencies with real economic activity. And so it doesn't have to be dollar, but it has to be back to reality. You know, it could be wheat, it could be chocolate, anything that's real, not just an illusion, which is what they've been selling.
Okay, well, to get back to the situation in America, we have been hearing that there could be false news going out that the dollar is going to crash, and that in reality, actually, the dollar is actually going to go up. Have you heard anything that?
Well, again, it depends on how things end up. If they accept the gold-backed dollar proposal, then the dollar will go up. But a lot of the derivatives and the stuff that was created fraudulently will just be erased from the books. So, in other words, anybody who has a dollar that was earned from doing real business, selling real products, will see the dollar go up. And all those trillions and maybe quadrillions created from these financial products, which were just fraudulent, would be worth nothing.
Okay, so what?
So they would purge all the fraud out of the dollar system, and then back whatever was real with gold, and then the U.S. government, I suppose, would start issuing greenbacks or government currency like they tried to do under Kennedy, and like Lincoln issued.
Okay, are you aware of the role of Goldman Sachs in this whole scenario?
Well, Goldman Sachs is kind of like the central nexus of evil, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they're being financing the terrorists, I've been told, and they work for the elite. But I mean, I believe Goldman Sachs will have to go under because they've been doing criminal stuff, as far as most world's financial community is concerned, manipulating markets. Manipulating currencies, doing a lot of stuff that just is not ethically proper.
Right. Well, are you aware that they basically are, in many ways, they have benefited from this whole kind of scenario, whereas other...
They've been taking all their profits, putting them on the books, and they're taking all their losses, putting them off the books. They're the ones, I believe, who are involved in engineering this collapse in the first place. So, of course, they're going to profit.
Okay.
But what they've done is criminal, and so, really, they should go to jail.
Okay, and what about this information that we were getting on the Skype that is basically saying that 70 big banks are going to fall after January 1st?
Well, they want to, you see, well, their plan is to do a repeat of 1907 and bankrupt all the banks except the ones they own, and then just sort of increase their monopoly power. So unless it's the big money center banks going under, then it's just more fraud on the American people. It's
right.
Not 7 banks, it's 6 banks you need to get rid of. The big
ones. You're talking about the major ones.
I'm talking about the ones that own the Federal Reserve Board. I'm
right.
Talking about the ones that created these fraudulent financial products and then created astronomical profits, and then when things went south, they hit all their losses in the Cayman Islands.
Okay.
They keep sets of books, and if they try to, and then if they're not Basel II compliant, it means they have 2 sets of books, losses on one set and profits on the other.
Okay, do you think that the Chinese taking possession of the gold that they're actually in the process of doing at the moment is...
Well, the Chinese are still not convinced this gold exists, okay? They're going to be testing it and checking it and making sure there's no con going on before they will take it. So this is what's being negotiated right now.
Okay.
You gotta make sure gold is real before they agree to that. That's the situation.
But
now, the one other thing I want to say about the Chinese is that they've been going around the world helping poor countries, helping them develop, and trying to be polite and do nice things. The Americans have killed 1.6 million people in Iraq. They're killing people in Pakistan, Afghanistan, supporting a drug industry. They've been taken over by gangsters. Just look at what they do, not what they say. And I want to see Western civilization, show how good they can be once they get rid of these gangsters that have taken over the heart of their system. We can do better than the Chinese if we want to.
Okay, what about this rollout of the swine flu and also what's going on in the Ukraine?
Well, that's them, doing their stuff, trying to threaten, and...
Well, when you say that's them, it's basically the Illuminati. This is who's rolling
well,
that
okay,
out.
Well, okay, it's the civil society. It's the people who own the pharmaceutical companies, the oil companies, and the military companies. So, you got to remember, the Illuminati is no longer a monolith. You have to separate certain groups of Nazi eugenicist-believing plutocrats from others who really find that horrendous. So a lot of the people in the Illuminati are helping us right now.
Okay, what factions of the Illuminati are helping us? Could you name any particular faction?
Well, I believe that the Vatican is now on the good side. And that
Why do you believe that? Because I find that very questionable. To be honest.
Well, they sent Leo Zagami over to talk with me, and he apparently came out, told a lot of truth, and then they took his kid, and the Jesuits forced him to say a bunch of weird and crazy stuff so that people wouldn't believe him anymore. But I found him quite credible. After that, I've been in touch with Vatican bankers and lots of other people, and it sounds like they are now helping support. But again, I will believe it when I see the action, okay? The talk right now is good from them, okay? But again, it's what they do that where they're coming from.
Okay,
now,
well, I have to say, you know, Project Camelot did an interview with Leo Zagami quite some time back. After that, it was very clear that he was completely taken over. He was brought back under the thumb of the Illuminati, and that indeed, when you met with him, he was programmed to the nth degree, and he had actually called me personally to tell me he was being tortured. So I have to say that anything he says to you has to be suspect.
Sure. I mean, I don't go just by what he said to me. I mean, rather, it's the other people who I've been in touch with since then say that, yes, he's considered to be damaged goods even within that group. But it is a Vatican banker and a couple other people who seem to be nice people. But again, and they did arrest the Federal Reserve Board people in Italy with $134.5 billion worth of bonds. That was a U.S. Fed maneuver, attempt to cause financial trouble, and that was stopped by the Vatican, okay? So they did show themselves with one good action so far.
Okay, and where did you get that information?
The other people who I believe are generally good are the Swiss. Now, I always thought of the BIS, the Bank of International Settlements, like the heart of darkness, and it is not owned by any government. That is true. And it is a kind of a super secret organization. But they are the ones who are coming up with this Basel II agreement that is forcing these people to put all that toxic stuff on their books. And the other thing is that the Swiss have always had the Red Cross, and I believe the Red Cross has shown itself through the years and through its actions, always neutral, always helping the wounded, as a good organization. So what I'm hearing now is you've got the Queen of England, the Bank of England, the Rothschilds, the Papa Bush, and the Feds, who don't want to lose the enormous power they had from being able to print money out of thin air, are now the obstacle to world peace, basically.
Okay, but what is your suggestion on how to actually eliminate that threat? Because I just, like, again, I have to say, is how are you suggesting that they are going to be disempowered in America?
Just go to Washington, D.C. and arrest about 200 people, and you got it. That's it. Problem over.
Okay, but in other words, you're talking about our government. You're talking about some kind of coup within our government such that this would be able to happen, basically.
Yeah, because you have to understand, it wouldn't be a coup in the sense that this, you know, your democracy has been subverted since 2000. And so it would be a question of the problem.
Well, actually, I would say our democracy has been subverted since the death of President Kennedy.
Sure, but it got especially bad starting in 1985 when George Bush Sr. became vice president. But the point is that it would be a completely legal action to arrest these people because they're going against the Constitution and they weren't democratically elected. So it wouldn't be a coup against the democratically elected government. It wouldn't be anti-constitutional.
I understand, but the people you're suggesting they arrest is the current administration?
Well, George Bush Jr. and Obama and the three members of the Supreme Court and about half of Congress and the Senate, basically.
Okay, I hear the sentiment, but isn't this slightly unrealistic?
Well, you wait to see what happens in January, and we'll see.
Okay, but who in essence are you thinking is going to take this into their own hands?
Well, I'm hoping it's the Pentagon and the Alphabet Soup agencies, the patriots within these various organizations. And they're just worried about their paychecks. And we're saying, we'll pay your paychecks as long as you get rid of these scumbags, you know?
Okay, and the people that you say are going to, in essence, pay their paychecks are the Chinese?
Not the Chinese, it's the whole world.
How does the whole world work on that basis?
Well, it's simple. We have this huge military machine, and we have people who kind of say they don't want to be like what happened after the fall of the Soviet Union. You have a general who's suddenly driving a taxi in London. So we said we will hire you as a kind of a world armed force to protect us and to help, you know, solve the environmental problems and, you know, oversee a transition of that organization for something that, you know, kills and steals for oligarchs to something that helps the weak and the poor and also explores the universe. And, you know, does high-tech research and things like that. In other words, it's a wonderful organization that's being put to a horrible use.
Okay, well, I can understand how you're looking at that, but I have to say it sounds, you know, sort of idealistic and not really based in reality, because these people are not going to give up power easily. So, in other words, it's not going to go without a shot fired.
Well, it's happening now. I mean, we're watching it. We have the Federal Reserve Board will go bankrupt. And once they don't have money to pay people, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, mercenaries are only mercenary when they get paid.
Okay. So you don't think that, you think that the armed forces are going to rebel against the...
I'm hoping they will. I don't know. I mean, I'm not there.
Well, do you have any insight? I mean, hoping... I mean, it sounds, you know, and I appreciate
all right,
your
I have,
point of
I
view.
Had a person... From the CIA contacting me, who represents the sort of the high-tech, you know, Starship Enterprise faction of the Pentagon and the agencies, and they sound like they're willing to go along with our plans.
Okay, and when you say our
and then I have
plans,
and then I have people
ours.
From the MI6 and that whole faction that, you know, linked to the British, who also support our plans.
Okay.
So we have some serious power within your establishment working with us. And
when
then you have
when
all
you
the
say, okay.
conspiracy people you see on the internet, you know, Alex Jones and Jeff Rance and you guys, whatever, and all these other people too, I believe support this idea.
Well, certainly, but when you say our idea, and you say our, are you just talking about this Black Dragon Society that you're a member of, or are you talking about a bigger group?
Well, look, I think at the end of the day, it's the people of the planet Earth. I mean, you just go to the street and ask someone at random, do you support world peace? And they'll probably say yes. You believe we should have a campaign to end poverty? They'll probably say yes. And you say, if there's a bunch of fantastic technology that's been kept away from you and we're going to give it to you, you want that to happen? They'll probably say yes. So I'd have to say probably 99% of humanity supports what we're trying to do, if they understood it.
Okay. But if the people that are in, for example, in power in China, is it your understanding that they're actually going to make free energy available to their own people? Is that your philosophy?
Well, the trick with the free energy is that you have to do it in such a way that it doesn't create social disruption. So, for example, we have all these people working for the oil industry. You have these people in the Middle East contacted us and said, you know, say quite reasonably, we do not want to go back to herding camels. So the idea would be to start by using the technology, for example, to turn the deserts green. In other words, don't destroy the old, but just build the new around the old. Sort of like, instead of destroying the center of Paris to build high-rises, you create a whole new neighborhood of high-rises, leave the center of Paris the way it was. So it's not about taking from the rich to give to the poor, it's about making everyone richer. It's about doing it in such a way that nobody loses. And there's going to be so much to hide share that everybody's going to think, how stupid you were to suppress this for so long.
Okay. Well, I certainly agree with that philosophy, but what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, free energy and, if you will, new technologies are being sequestered by the powers that be in every country and kept away from the people. And so you're suggesting a whole sea change that will involve governments in places like Japan, China, and for that matter, the rest of the world. At the moment, people in other countries, including Australia and other places, who create free energy devices and over-unity devices, as they call them, and so on, are basically being suppressed, being jailed, being taken away.
Yeah, I know, but we're building factories even as we talk, okay? It's already starting.
When you say so, who's
in
we?
In Japan, the Japanese, and you know, it's happening. There'll be no stopping it.
Okay.
It's just making sure that we don't cause social disruption or, you know, a big faction of losers who then resent us. So it's got to be done in such a way that everybody benefits, including the oil people and the military people and everybody else. You know.
Okay, well, Benjamin, what is your philosophy on 2012? Do you see Earth changes coming?
Well, I think we should use that date to, you know, have a big festival and mark it as a new way, a new beginning for the planet Earth. But do I believe the sky is going to split open and mile-long UFOs are going to show up and stuff like that? Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
No, that's actually, I'm asking you about physical Earth changes. Because you happen to be in Japan. And if you listen to what's going to happen in terms of the lineup of the planets and the area of the galactic center, the energy from that, the activity on the sun, and also other energy that we are entering in space that is apparently going to affect our planet in a very direct way the closer we get to 2012, could affect countries, especially like Japan, which and change the coastlines and so on. Are you at all? Are you following that line of thought at all?
Look, I've looked at the science and stuff, and I'll believe it when I see it. But if it's just a, you know, they're just threatening to use HARP. Well, you know, we've been through that already. I've already talked about that. You know, so.
Okay, but what about this?
Government history. No, like so many times they thought the world was going to come to an end, and it didn't end. I believe that we humans have to do it ourselves. I'm not going to sit around and wait for Earth changes or galactic changes or UFOs. I say we do it ourselves. We have the technology now to live forever. We have the technology to end poverty. We know how to stop environmental destruction. It's just a question of how we organize our societies. It's not a technical problem anymore. It's a political problem. So I'm not going to wait around for galactic changes or aliens or something to fix the planet. We can do it ourselves. And if something happens, well, we'll deal with it when it happens.
I understand. I was just wondering if any of your contacts in the Japanese government and the secret societies are at all concerned over what may happen as to do with physical changes on the planet in the next 2 years.
The main belief here is that the American secret establishment has been planning a phony Armageddon. Okay, that's the latest intelligence we have. Is the Bush and those people, they were going to create a false Armageddon, Project Bluebeam, use their hologram machines and their harp, and, you know, use the
well, actually, okay, that's, I understand that, but what about, if you're talking about Armageddon, and you talked, you did talk to Leo Zagami, actually, the one thing he told us is that it's actually the Illuminati and the Vatican that are going to push an Armageddon scenario.
Well, I mean, we've told them quite clearly that if you really, really believe that there's going to be a huge sort of harvest of souls, then you're going to have to show your sincerity by agreeing to be first to go. And when I mentioned to them that way, they said, well, that might be a problem. Ha ha ha. You know? It's different when you're killing brown people half the world away than when it's your own family and yourself who are dying. But what they told me was that they had a plot to manipulate history until 2012, and that they did not know what would happen after that, but that one faction of the Tool Society, that's the Nazi group, wanted to kill a bunch of people, microchip the rest, and start a thousand-year Reich, create a race of supermen, you know, as well as a class of subhumans who would serve them.
Yes, that's about right.
Well, we're not going to let them do that. You know, do everything we can.
I understand. Bill Deagle says there that one of their major factories for creating these superhumans, actually androids or cyborgs, if you will, which is a race of robots, is located, he said, somewhere underground in China. Have you heard anything to that effect?
No, but the Chinese did tell me that they were given a tour of U.S. underground bases. They won't tell me what they saw there, but they do not believe that the world's going to end.
Okay, well, I'm actually not of the belief that the world's going to end myself. And I think most people would agree that the world's not going to end, but whether or not we have certain kinds of events that could change either the life as we know it or the face of
I believe that
is what
yes.
is the question.
Okay, sure. There was a famous French mathematician who predicted the day he would die. You know, using some kind of calculation. When that day came about, he was so scared he committed suicide. Now, I believe we can make 2012 a historical turning point, you know, such as not seen for millennia, if we want to. And I say, sure, let's go ahead and do it. I believe that the monotheistic religions all suffer from the same problem. They think that the world is going to end at some point. And so I say, all right, well, let's just end it once and then reboot so that you can get that out of your system, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I believe we should do it. We should make 2012 like a date to remember. But it's going to be like a huge party, you know, a giant festival.
Okay.
Not some sort of mass murder, okay?
Yes, yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, well, what about the idea that there are ET ships parked on the perimeter outside, around the perimeter of the planet, basically standing by?
When I see the ETs, you know, shopping in the shopping malls, and I'm friends with them, I'll know for sure they're here, and then they're going to be part
okay,
of
but
my
you
life.
Yourself are not having any contact experiences. Is that correct?
I have a lot of powerful experiences when I'm asleep or when I go astral traveling. I see stuff that, you know, I think it'd take a bank of supercomputers to describe it. I've been shown the beginning of time, the end of time, how the mathematics of the fundamental universe works. I've been shown all sorts of stuff. No matter what I see, I end up back in my house in Kichijo, Japan, in this reality, in this world, with tables I can bump into and food I eat, you know? So whatever's going to happen, I believe we're going to have to settle it right here on this planet. I'm not going to sit around and wait for giant UFOs to come in the sky to submit. If it happens, great. That would be wonderful. But I believe it's up to us. We
okay,
are,
well,
I think, what you could call the bezel or the point of a diamond. And I believe that whatever's happening, all the different timelines are concentrating on us. So we're like the point, the singularity that started a kind of big bang. That's what I believe our potential is.
Okay, well, thank you, Ben. That's actually, you know, a great philosophy, and I appreciate that you have that point of view.
Anyway,
any last words that you want to say in terms of an update, in terms of what you want to communicate to the public? Because at this point, our audience is quite large, so a lot of people will hear this.
The people on the planet Earth want to help the Americans through this as smoothly as possible, and that once they get rid of the Fed, and they'll be getting rid of the Fed will be worth at least $10 million for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Okay, that's my final message.
Okay,
and the whole world wants to help.
Okay, thank you very much, Ben. That's great, and I appreciate this update.
No problem.
Okay, and this is Friday on November 20th, 2009.
Yeah.
Project Camelot. Thank you very much.